Imagine a school day built around your child's needs and interests. It's possible with K-12. K-12 powered schools are accredited, tuition-free, online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. Students learn from state-certified teachers trained to teach online. And with the flexibility to learn wherever there's internet, it can fit into any family schedule. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. You can make the switch at any time. Go to k12.com/podcast today to learn more.
Hey folks, Dan Frew here with your market update for March 10th, 2025. So what I'm going to try to do today is figure out what data is coming in this week that will be making the Fed's decision for them next week. So what we're going to talk about in today's video, we're going to talk about the economic calendar for this week because the Federal Reserve's meeting next week. We want to know what they're going to do. But right now, we are going to go through the economic calendar. Consumer spending just came in, and we're going to focus in on that. Good little signal there. And then we're going to see why the stock market is crumbling right now. So without further ado, let's get to it. My name is Dan Frio. Our slogan here is one application, one credit pool. We're going to shop your loan to over 30 different lenders. Now, how do we do that? Wait all the way to the end of this video to figure that part out. So let's get over to it. Mortgage rates were flat on Friday. Well, that's going to change today. Well, they're going to go down today. What they're going to do from there on, I don't know. So let's get over to the economic calendar to figure this out. Okay, so here's what we're looking at so far today. Really nothing. Consumer expectations came out. There was some consumer spending. I'm going to let Steve Leisman bring that into you in a second. But what's coming out tomorrow is the JOLTS index. This is how many job openings and labor transfers there are. So this fits the wheelhouse of the Federal Reserve looking at the health of employment. Then we're going to go in on Wednesday. We have the CPI. Consumer inflation numbers are coming out month over month, year over year, the CPI and the core CPI. I'll explain what the heck I just said there in a second. And then the PPI is coming out on Thursday. That's producer inflation. So we're going to figure out what these are doing that will be affecting these things right through here. Those are the mortgage bond as well as the equity markets, and they're getting hammered right now. So without further ado, let's get to it. So mortgage rates are flat right now. That's going to end here shortly. The Federal Reserve's meeting in 9 days. We're trying to figure out from the financial data we have coming in so far and coming in this week, what's going to happen next week. But let's get to it. Economic calendar for the week is here's what we have. JOLTS index, like I said, is coming in on Tuesday. That's going to give us the jobs numbers. We have inflation numbers coming out on the consumer side on Wednesday and producer inflation coming out on Thursday. So we're going to get a couple different reads on the consumer inflation on Wednesday. We have CPI through here, YOY, MOM, and then you have core CPI, YOY, MOM. Then you have on Thursday, you have the PPI. So what is all this stuff? Well, I'll break it down as simple as I can. CPI is basically a basket of goods and services that the government creates. Okay, it's a fictitious thing of bread and eggs and all this stuff. Then they monitor it year over year and month over month. What happened to that price change? Did it up, down? That's what the CPI numbers are. Okay, core means they stripped out food and energy, like gasoline and things like that. Okay, so that's what that means through here, year over year, month over month. Okay. The PPI is the producer's costs. Are they going up or going down? We'd like to see this normally first, because if a consumer inflation or producer inflation is going up, then consumer inflation might go up. So that's what we're going to focus in on. There's some nice numbers, or I'll say expectations, coming into this next reading. You have the inflation numbers through here. Let's look at core CPI month over month was 0.4, supposed to go down to 0.3. Okay. Year over year, 3.3, supposed to go to 3.2. CPI in general, 3.0 to 2.9 year over year, month over month, 0.5 to 0.3. If they go in this, if they do this well, you're going to see nice rally in the market. If they miss expectations and go up, it's going to be bad. If they miss them on the downside, that might be even better on good news. Okay, so that's how volatile the markets are. Right now, the markets are doing this. The MBSs are up 22. Let's get over to Steve Leisman. A lot of buzzword out there is now recession. 2 weeks ago, it was stagflation. Now it's a recession. What is it? So let's get over to Steve Leisman and see what consumer spending is looking like. And is it pushing us into a recession?
The latest CNBC NRF Retail Monitor just out with a look at the state of the consumer today. Steve Leisman joins us right now with more on that. Hey, Steve.
Good morning, Becky. Yeah, consumer spending declined for a second straight month, according to the CNBC NRF February Retail Monitor, signaling that weather and uncertainty created by tariffs and other policies out of Washington continued taking a toll in February. The Retail Monitor, powered by real credit card spending data from Affinity Solutions, shows retail spending ex auto and gas declining by a modest 0.22% after January's sharp 1.07% decline. Taking out restaurants showed the same 0.2 decline. The year-over-year rates falling to 3.4 for the headline and 4.1 for our core index, both down compared to a month ago. It was the first back-to-back monthly decline for the Monitor. We have back data going back to October 2022. The NRF said in its analysis that consumers look to be less confident, and that could be leading them to boost savings. Quote, consumer spending dipped slightly again in February due to the combination of harsh winter weather and increased economic uncertainty caused by tariff and other policies that have started to negatively affect consumer sentiment. 9 of 12 retail sectors saw declines during the month, with the largest negative in gas stations. That should be good and should help other sectors, but building and garden supplies, furniture, clothing and health, and personal care also on the decline. Gains in sporting goods and hobbies, non-store retailers, and miscellaneous retailers, but 7 of the 12 sectors we follow saw a second monthly decline in a row. Now, we're just going to have to wait and see how much of the decline is weather and how much is confidence, both of whose effects could dissipate depending on the inherent vagaries of weather and policies that are out there. But the NRF does note the economic fundamentals remain strong, with low unemployment and wage gains that have been higher than inflation. So, Becky, consumers could be spending if they wanted to be spending.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to stop it there, because there's reasons why I'm doing this. Okay, so consumers, a lot of things are coming out. The consumers running out of money. They're doing this. Delinquencies running up and so forth. So I want to take a little bit of a look at those for you. We want to look at disposable income. Here's what's happened over the last 4 months. So disposable income has trickled down. Okay, but I want to show you a chart here in a second that'll blow your mind. So disposable income in October of 2024 was 0.4. Okay, disposable income is how much money you have left after all your bills and everything else. And then you put it into like a savings, checking, money market or something like that. So, and then November ticked, it was only up 0.2, December 0.2, and then January spiked up to 0.6. Okay, so here's disposable income. If you go back to this is basically disposable income over going all the way back into the 60s. Okay, so here's why I'm doing this. Let me take my head out of this. This is how much people saved over time, right? If you go to this right through here, look at this anomaly. Okay, you're looking in here and say, here's the savings rates going through here. Then it has this huge bubble, and then it goes picks right back up through here. Okay, so what happened during here? What occurred in, let me say, in the 2019 through 2021? COVID hit. Why did all the people have so much money? Well, I explained at that time. If you had a mortgage at that time, you probably didn't have to make a mortgage payment during COVID. If you had a student loan at that time, you didn't have to make a student loan payment. So all these people, let's say if you still had your money, you know, you still had a job, you had, you know, stimulus money coming in, you didn't have a mortgage payment, and you didn't have a student loan, you're going to have a lot of money in your bank account right through here, and you're going to spend it. So you start spending and spending and spending, driving up prices. What's that? Inflation. Same thing happened with homes. Okay, so now it looks like the consumer ran, well, I won't say they ran out of money, but they ran all the way back down to here, and now we're back to, could we be back to normality a little bit? That's what we're hoping. So hopefully the consumer is back to saying, okay, we through all this, everything else is gone, we're just going to get our lives all the way back to normal. So that's what I think's going on behind the scenes, but only time's going to. So now, on to me. Who am I? What do I do? What's that one application, one credit pull thing? Well, let me explain to you what I do and how I do things. First, I got to do a public service announcement right through here. If you sign up for the Do Not Call list, you might want to sign up for this thing. What this thing does is it stops what's called trigger leads. What are trigger leads? Well, when you go out and you apply for a mortgage or a car loan, when the lender pulls your credit, okay, that triggers leads to go out to financial institutions, whoever wants to buy this day. Okay, those are called trigger leads. If you want to stop your financial data from being sold, go right through here, optoutprescreener.com. You can sign up for this thing. It's not me. It's just a website that you can go through and you'll be on the national registry. So that's my public service announcement. But now off to who I am. My name is Dan Frio. I've been doing this over 35 years, folks. I work at a bank that's federally chartered, meaning I'm licensed in all 50 states as well as Puerto Rico. Here's the cool thing. You're always asking, okay, what's the best rate? What's the program? Do you have down payment assistance programs? I wonder if I said I can offer you my bank's products and 30 other banks' products. I can offer you their rates, their everything. You can apply at my website. and you can get all these programs. That's what we do here. So if you're out there and you're like, okay, I can do this on my own, I strongly urge you to do so, because if you can, there's a lot of people that need my help. So if you're just shopping for that rate, you know, go out and, you know, figure that out. But if you really want to partner up with us, I don't want shoppers. I just want to work with people to help them get into a home, maybe help them, you know, figure out how to refinance. I hope to be your person. How do you reach out to me? Well, go to therateupdate.com. There's several different ones. Put in your application right up through there. Once you do, I'll get you on the phone within 24 hours, answer every question that you have, and maybe more, and then get you rolling. You want to schedule a consultation? We can do that as well. We do the same thing. I answer all the questions that you have before you do anything, and then if you're comfortable, we move forward. You can even give us a call or shoot me an email. Yep, it's right down here below. You can call us at 844-775-5626. Right there's our phone number. Or you can reach me personally at dan@therateupdate.com. And yeah, folks, it is me that will be answering you. So please put in your question. Put in your contact information. I'll be more than happy to give you a call, answer those questions. But if you want to just leave a comment, you can go ahead and just leave those down below. Please email me if you really need my assistance to kind of, you know, go to the next level. So that's what we do, and that's how we do it. So hopefully you join me later this afternoon to figure out how all this mess ends for today. But my whole goal here is I hope you learn something today when it comes to real estate, or at least the economics behind all this that you're seeing right now. So thanks for watching. If you haven't subscribed yet, please do so right over there. Otherwise, I'll see you next time. Have a great day. Bye-bye.